Hello and welcome to Culture Over Coffee, a podcast focused on improving company culture and fostering employee engagement. Every week we chat with experts and thought leaders about the latest information and proven practices you can use to reduce regrettable turnover, increase productivity on your team, and retain key customers. So pour a cup of your favorite brew and join us. I'm your host, Beth Sunshine, SVP at Up Your Culture and the Center for Sales Strategy. In this episode, we're talking about how important it is for leaders to get the communication piece right when it comes to fostering a solid culture of engagement. And joining me today is one of the best communicators I know, Liz Dixon, Managing Director at Press Ganey. Liz has so many interesting thoughts and experiences to share, like why it's important for companies to create psychologically safe environments so employees feel comfortable speaking their mind. How, just as patients in a hospital experience better outcomes when given clear communication, the same can be said for employees and their level of engagement. And finally, why ensuring your visibility and approachability as a leader goes a long way towards breeding trust amongst your people. So welcome, Liz. I have been so looking forward to having Culture Over Coffee with you today. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me, Beth. I'm thrilled to be here.
We're going to have fun. We're going to be talking about why communication is key in fostering engagement. And I'm just so incredibly excited to get your perspective, especially because your perspective is from the healthcare industry, where I know this is exceedingly important right now. Now, for those listening who don't know this, Liz is my neighbor and my friend. So we get to chat about things like this really anytime we want, but we have never sat down for a structured conversation like this, have we? So, yeah, this will be fun. So, Liz, before we get to our topic, I do always like to begin with just a quick brain jolt, kind of get us in the mood. So here it is. When you envision just the very best company culture that you can think of, what 3 to 5 words would you use to describe that ideal culture?
Oh, gosh, that's such a great question, Beth. I think mutual respect between leadership and employees and then amongst your peers is critical. It's critical because it will then drive that positive teamwork we need to have that great culture. Transparency throughout the organization as much as we can, I think, is really important because that builds trust. And the most important thing that we can have to build a culture is great trust amongst the teams.
Love it. Thank you for sharing. I think your ideal culture and my ideal culture have a lot in common. All right, so let's jump into today's topic. Now, not too long ago, we sat on my front porch and we talked about the concept of high reliability organizations, which I really find fascinating. Can you share a bit about the history of the HRO concept and really how it relates specifically to improving communication and overall culture in healthcare specifically?
Absolutely. I think HRO is some of the most important work that's happening in healthcare right now. It came from mission critical organizations like the nuclear space and aviation, those fields where you have to be safe or people lose their lives. And it was that same concept that was then moved from those spaces and taken into healthcare with the original thinking that the goal was to protect patients. But we've now grown and evolved into other spaces of protecting patients, of protecting our employees, with the overall goal being zero harm to anyone within the organization. And what HRO really does at a very high level is it puts in place the right processes and has our people trained in the right way so they know exactly the behaviors that are expected and they know what right looks like. It makes it really easy for them to do the right thing and really hard to do the wrong thing because they firmly and clearly understand the processes and the behaviors that are expected.
I love the way you describe that. And I can see how that would be so important and mission critical, where, you know, it's a life or death kind of situation, those jobs. But I also can see how that would extend to really any company, how that would give employees just a sense of, I don't know, comfort of knowing exactly what they should or should not do, what will and won't be okay. So I love that. I work with company leaders all the time to increase their level of psychological safety in their organizations. That's a true mission of most companies we work with. And the goal is to create a culture where employees know they can share their ideas, their concerns, their feelings without the risk of humiliation or rejection of any sort. Now, I've heard you talk about what you call a just culture, which I think directly relates to the concept of psychological safety. Is that right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So a just culture ideally means that anybody within the organization, no matter your role, you can be the janitor, you can be the CEO, has the right to stand up and speak their mind, share a concern without fear of backlash or harm. It's critical in healthcare if you think about like the operating room, for example. And that's where a lot of this safety work started, was in the OR with, you may have heard of like the operating room checklist. Being able to go through a checklist with the entire team, and anybody on that team, whether it's a tech, whether it's the anesthesiologist, it's the surgeon, or it's the lead nurse, can raise their hand and say, I have a safety concern here. Let's stop the line and discuss things like, let's confirm, are we operating on the right leg today? Yes, we are operating on the right leg today. It's important things like this that allow anybody within that team to speak up without fear of repercussion, because it keeps people safe. It keeps us all safe. And it also drives engagement, because we've removed that authority gradient amongst different levels of the team. We are all one team now, working towards a common goal of keeping ourselves and our patients safe.
Oh, I love that. We're all one team working towards the same goal. Every voice matters. Really, really cool. Okay, so what happens besides the obvious that you might do surgery on the wrong leg? What happens if there is a lack of psychological safety in that kind of environment?
That's such a great question, because it happens, it still happens a lot. We're working hard to fix it. But when you don't have psychological safety, people don't raise their hand. People don't stand up and say, I have a concern here, because they're fearful. They're fearful of keeping their jobs. They're fearful that they're going to get reprimanded. They just have that driving fear. But when you've got that psychological safety, the fear is removed, and you can stand up, raise your hand, knowing that there may be discussions had, there may be some repercussions if something is egregious enough, but that in our culture, anyone can say anything and it's okay.
I love that. We talk a lot in Up Your Culture about the concept of a valued voice. And that's really what I'm hearing there, that every voice is valued. And when someone's voice does not feel valued, they don't share their voice anymore. And I can only imagine some of the obstacles that might pop up when that happens.
Yeah.
So in my experience, strong communication reduces anxiety in people. I know personally, the more I feel informed, the more equipped I feel to deal with whatever it's ahead, even if it's bad news. I want it all, every detail, because then I can deal with it. Yeah. In your experience, how does strong communication positively impact not only patients and caregivers, but employees as well?
It's such a great question. And it's an area where we spend a lot of time focusing and supporting our clients at Press Ganey. From the patient perspective, when nurses and physicians communicate clearly, when they listen well, when they treat others with respect, we have better outcomes of care. because patients understand their care better. They feel respected. They understand. And that creates buy-in, and it creates a trust and relationship between the patient and the care team. We know on the back end, there's data that shows when that happens, we have lower readmissions, patients heal faster. They just have better outcomes in general. For the employee perspective, when we communicate clearly, it drives engagement. We understand what's happening. We have clear expectations of our roles, what we are supposed to do within the organization. When that comes down from leadership, when we have units in the hospital or clinics who are clearly communicating amongst themselves, it drives teamwork, which we know is really important to patients and employees, but it drives the overall experience. We're clear on what's expected. We're clear on what we are supposed to do, and we can work together to achieve our common goals.
I love that. Once you shared with me, you were a patient once, and you actually experienced communication and a lot of what you're talking about from the patient's perspective. Would you mind sharing a little bit about what you shared with me?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, it's fascinating being a patient because all of your autonomy that you have in your normal life is gone all of a sudden. And that's a really scary feeling. It absolutely can drive fear and anxiety. So we believe that one of the most important roles for caregivers is to reduce that fear and anxiety. And the best way we can do that is communicating really clearly about what is happening, what the care plan is, what the next steps are, and then asking questions like, what questions do you have? Using skills like teach back. So I'm going to tell you three things that's going to happen with your care. I want you to tell me back what's going to happen so that people really understand. When people understand what's happening as a patient, it reduces that fear and anxiety. And frankly, once that fear and anxiety is reduced, you're then really listening. You can listen, you can comprehend, you can better understand, and then you can work together with your care team to move forward.
I love that because as a patient, you really do feel like you're in an information vacuum. And a lot of what you're sharing, I can relate to as an employee as well. The more that I really understand the big picture, the teach back concept is really smart. Like, here's what I'm hearing you say. Do I have that right? Are we both on the same journey together? I think that's a really neat concept.
Yeah, and it's a great concept that can be used in any industry. I use it with my 8-year-old all the time. Here's what we're going to do. Do you understand? Here's what I need you to do. Yes, I'm going to go put my socks on and my shoes, and then we're going to get in the car and go to school.
I love that. Great parenting tip at the same time. All right. So at Up Your Culture, we often talk about what we call trust builders versus trust breakers. And it seems that a lot of what we are discussing today, even, you know, we're talking about communication, we're talking about psychological safety, the teach back concept, the just culture, a lot of it really directly connects to trust. So I have a question for you related to trust. In your opinion, what do you think builds trust?
Step one, listen to me. Mm-hmm. When you and I are talking, if you're my leader, you come in to talk to me, you come in and ask, how are things going? It's simple, basic, but it's so often missed. Make eye contact. Really listen. Do great listening. Don't interrupt. Listen to understand. Don't listen to answer. And that's the hardest possible piece. I've been working on it for years of really listening for understanding. And then you can use the teach back. And when you say, I heard you say X, Y, and Z, people feel like you've been listening, and then they feel like you care. And that's step one for building trust.
Listening and caring. I love the way you tied that together, because if you want to make someone feel cared about, they really need to feel heard. They really need to know you're listening. I love that you started there. And I also think this is harder now than it ever was before, because now we all are, you know, we have a phone on us, which is dinging, texts are coming in, messages, we're all available 24/7. And I once heard someone say, you multitask things, but you should never multitask people. And yet it's really hard not to do that, to truly shut everything out and really listen. And I love what you said too, not to respond, but actually to listen. Ooh, that's hard.
Yep. One of the big things we talk about, big tips we discuss in healthcare, especially in large organizations, is executive rounding. And that's the biggest key to executive rounding. Go out, talk to your people across the board, ask them how they're doing, what they need. What can you solve for them to make their day better? Listen, take notes, and then go back and work on some of those things if it's something you can solve, obviously. But having that executive visibility and that executive presence really shows people that the leadership team is listening and cares.
Yeah, it really does. I know a lot of our clients will do what we call skip level meetings. Is that something that exists in healthcare? Is that kind of the same thing?
Maybe. Tell me more.
So a skip level meeting is where you would, let me see if I can explain this. So my manager wouldn't meet with me, but my manager's manager would meet with me, not with the purpose of finding out what I really think about my manager, but with the purpose of showing me that from a very high level, they care about me, that my opinion, my thoughts matter all the way up. And also to be, for that person to be able to listen and really learn from a different perspective than one they may receive what is really happening on the ground. So we recommend skip level meetings from time to time, certainly with full communication between managers as well, but just another way to show that the executive presence is a valuable one.
Absolutely.
Different.
Similar, very similar. It's all really just about that executive presence, ensuring that we are touching all the different spaces and areas. I think we probably have different terms for it. Manager rounding, nurse leader rounding. But I like that one. I learned something today. I'm going to take that with my partners.
That's awesome. All right. So last question. If you could recommend just one piece of advice for other company leaders who are looking to improve their communication, who want to boost their company culture, who want a thriving level of employee engagement, what would that one piece, and that's the hard part, what would that one piece of advice that if they heard nothing else from you today, they heard this, what would that be?
You know, I once heard someone say, and I thought it was beautiful and it stuck with me, that visibility breeds credibility and credibility breeds trust. So if there's anything you can do, it's ensure that you are visible, you're approachable, you're out there listening, you're talking with your employees of all levels across the board, and that will breed trust for you.
I love that. So visibility breeds credibility, and credibility breeds trust.
That's it.
I'll be stealing that from you. Thank you.
I stole it from somebody else. I thought it was terrific.
That's awesome. And thank you, Liz, for the time you spent today with me talking about culture over coffee. You've shared a lot of great information, great ideas related to strong communication that I'm sure our listeners have found valuable. I would love for those listening, is it okay if I drop your LinkedIn information in the show notes so they can connect with you?
Absolutely, Beth. I'd love to connect.
Good, good. So we'll add that to the show notes. Reach out, connect with Liz. I'm also going to add the link to a blog called How to Become a More Impactful Listener, which I think just sort of dovetails nicely with everything that Liz has shared today. It outlines 7 specific tactics you can use right now to improve communication on your team. And that's a great way to build trust, as we learned today. So thank you, everyone, for joining. And thank you, Liz, for having some culture over coffee with me. Thanks so much for spending time with us on Culture Over Coffee. If you've enjoyed the conversation, be sure to subscribe and join us for every episode. For more helpful information on the topics of company culture and employee engagement, visit us at upyourculture.com. Enjoy the journey as you increase engagement and up your culture.